Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a number of books, including Warp Speed Growth, including Creating and Dominating New Markets, a book that is completely apropos for you and me and our small businesses, folks. Peter, thanks again for being here.
Totally a pleasure. Thank you.
One of the things that I tell my audience that's great about my Brain Trust members, and you're a perfect example of that many times, but especially today, is we get a peek at some of the early work that our thought leaders are coming up with. Many books, many award-winning books, were serialized on this show before they ever went into print, and so I always am grateful for that. And you've got some ideas you want to talk about today that you're in the process of developing and publishing, and you want to share those with us today. And it's about, I'm calling it How to Synthesize Time. What do you think?
I think How to Grow Time is a really good
example. Not just make some, but grow it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's an agricultural model. You're very generous to let us who are thinking these things through share it with your audience. Thank you for doing that.
Well, it's our pleasure. Tell us what you mean by growing time.
Well, I think most of us think about ways we can grow our business, and we think about ways we can grow ourselves, you know, our staff and ourselves in terms of development. But we tend to think of time as being really limited, something you save and scrimp and you struggle to maintain. Most people realize that time is a much more difficult resource to manage than money, and yet we don't manage it as though we grow it. We grow the money in our company. Why can't we grow the time in our lives? And what I want to do is lay out three strategies to help people start to actually increase the amount of time they have every week as opposed to simply trying to save the amount of time they have every week.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, what's the first strategy?
All right, the first strategy is to do what the Sky Team did that you discussed so very well a few minutes ago, which is be in charge of your time. Sky Team set the intellectual, emotional, and strategic pace for the entire Tour de France. They were in charge. They never took the position that they were subject to the other teams. They took the position that other teams might do things, that they would have to adapt and deal with the strategies. Mm-hmm. They were always acting as the actors instead of the reactors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first and most important choice for your business for almost anything, if you ask me. Most of us run small businesses because we want to be actors and not reactors. We want to be in a react mode. We go work for a large company again. Instead, what we want to do is be able to act in the way that's right for us, for our customers, for our employees, for the people who depend upon us. Making that choice to act is intuitive. Making that choice to act around all your resources is sort of obvious when you think about it, but we normally don't think about that. When we make the choice to be in charge, to use our priorities as our guides, that is where we start to really gain. So
folks,
let me give you an exercise.
This is CEO food. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. You hear me talking about being the CEO of your company. Listen, please listen to Peter. He's giving you CEO food here, and this is so important because Peter, what I'm talking about so much on the show is when you're acting, you're executing something that's good. At least you thought it was good at the time. But when you're reacting, that's when you're moving one step closer, inch by inch, to crisis management. And crisis management is the killer of businesses.
It is.
It's the opposite.
It is.
It's the opposite of growing time. It eats time. It doesn't grow time. So now go ahead with your thought.
Right. So the exercise I encourage people to do, and this is something that's been around for a while, but I'm encouraging all of us to do it, including me, is to use my phone and not make phone calls, but to use my discipline with my phone and list every 15 minutes for a day, for a week. Every 15 minutes, stop and write down what I just did with that last 15 minutes with my time. So that seems time inefficient, but if you do it for a week, at the end, you will see hours and hours of things that you did that were not on your list of priorities. There were bright, shiny objects in your life that you went
right,
and played with.
Right. Squirrels are jumping all around me.
Exactly. Squirrel from the movie. It is a really superb exercise at helping you see where you want to be in charge, where you want to be the actor. That exercise, you just be honest with yourself. Just be totally honest with yourself, and you will love what you get when you got it. Then you can take the authority position and say, do I need to chase that squirrel? Do I need to pick up the bright and shiny object? And the answer normally is, I don't need to do that.
Well, I see, let me turn this into an application, Peter.
Sure.
So many of my people will say, Jim, I don't have time to be the CEO of my company. I'm so busy running my company. I'm waiting on customers. I'm fighting fires. I don't have time. When I'm asking them to take some time to contemplate, to think about where they want to go, to just be calm and quiet and be thoughtful and read and things like that, they're saying, I don't have the time. Folks, this is how you get that time.
Mm-hmm. When you make the decision to do that, that then allows you to start the second strategy, which is to focus on outcomes more than outputs. And so let me be clear about how that works. All of our businesses are run on the basis that we put stuff into it, we get stuff out of it. And we often measure what goes in, mm-hmm. our resources, and what comes out, our immediate results. What we really want is an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
When we worry about what's coming out on a minute-by-minute basis, we lose track of what the outcome might be.
Is that another way of saying quality, not quantity?
You definitely want the quality of the outcome. You don't want to just have everything happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
You're saying don't be busy. Don't you know, when you're working, don't just work. Don't think if you're busy that's quality. Hold on to that thought.
Sir.
We're going to come right back and talk about a little bit more about the output and the outcome, and the third strategy with Peter Meyer after these messages. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.